This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. So a few things tonight before we narrate the hadith. First things first. So inshallah we'll have a qiyam right after the sunnah. I'll do 4 rak'at and then 3 witr and make a dua for those of you who would like to stay. We'll do the same thing inshallah tomorrow as well. Tonight is the night of Arafah. And tomorrow is the night of Arafah. And Arafah is the only day of the year that has a night before it and a night after it. So it's very specific in that terms, which is why people can go for Hajj and then come on the day of Arafah after Maghrib and still stand and get the Ajr, because Arafah has 2 nights and Yom al-Nahr is just a day. It doesn't even have a night before it. So tonight is Arafah and tomorrow is Arafah. So we'll do that Qiyam inshallah right after Sunnah for those who would like to stick with us. Tomorrow inshallah ta'ala we have a Arafah event. We start 7:30. I'll do a little bit of a workshop on the farewell sermon of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. People can participate and be a part of it, and I'll explain things about it, and people get to talk about it a little bit and maybe contribute to the event. We'll have a dua right before Maghrib inshallah, which is a beautiful time to make dua on the day of Arafah. And then we'll have iftar, we'll have a kahoot based on some of the khawatir I gave last year for students or people who'd like to kind of compete and get the ajal, and then we'll pray Isha and have qiyam afterwards. So that's the plan for tomorrow. If you're able to register, just so that we know the number of people that are going to show up, it'll be helpful. It's not paid, but we just want to know how many people to expect. What else? Today, alhamdulillah, one of our students, is Omar Shadi here? Is he here? Where is he? His dad's here. Where is he? Where'd he go? So his dad is here, so you can congratulate his father. Today, brother Omar Shadi, Zallah Khair, Barakallah Fi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed his ultimate blessing upon him, where he received his chain of narration in the Qira'ah of Hafsan Asim from his Sheikh Ma'an. Where's Sheikh Ma'an? Is he here? Is Sheikh Ma'an not here too? Do I have no one? None of them here? Okay, Sheikh Ma'an, somebody here, or else no one's going to believe me. MashaAllah, so alhamdulillah, and subhanAllah, I got mine. It was the day of, it was Yom al-Nahr. It was the day of Eid al-Adha, and he gets on the night of Arafah. These are beautiful nights, so you can congratulate the student. I think, how old is Omar? Is he 15, 16? Yeah, so he's 15 years old, and he has his chain of narration, بِحَفْصَنَ عَاصِمٍ مِنْ طَيْقِ الشَّاطِبِيَ فَمِ الشَّيْخِ بَارَكُوا لَهُمْ. Make dua for them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him the ability to hold on to this amana that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. It's a huge responsibility, and it's the biggest blessing that he'll ever receive for the rest of his life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him the strength and the steadfastness and the grit to continue to carry this until the end of his life, inshallah. May Allah grant him the barakah of the Qur'an, inshallah, and all of our children, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, which is the point of all of this. I think that's it. يروي, if I come to, okay. يروي الإمام الترمذي في جامعه بسند حسن عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The hadith tonight in the collection of Imam Tirmidhi has an acceptable chain of narration read to us by Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. And the Prophet عليه السلام says, خير الدعاء دعاء يوم عرفة وخير ما قلت أنا والنبيون من قبلي لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. He said عليه الصلاة والسلام, the best دعاء is the دعاء day of Arafah. So within the next 24 to 36 hours of make دعاء, make as much دعاء as you possibly can, and make دعاء for yourself and for your loved ones and for the ummah and for everything that you can think of. This is the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at his creation, and he shows the malaika how his creation came to him and come back and return. No matter how far they go astray, they always come back. And that Iblis was wrong when he believed that it was not possible for them to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destined them to do. So it's a beautiful time, and it's the best year. Scholars differ on what the best day of the year is. And the difference is really not what you think. The difference is whether it's Yawm al-Arafah or Yawm al-Nahr. So whether it's the day of Eid or whether it's the day of Arafah, that's what they differ on. They don't even talk about the other Ramadan is nights. They talk about nights. It's nights where the deal is. The days, it's between, the contenders are day number 9 tomorrow or the day number 10. So it's really between those 2 days. So definitely take the blessing of these days. And he said, alayhi salam, the best thing I ever said, and all the prophets before me ever said, was La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Lahul mulk wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. And we are commanded within these days to increase our tahleel and takbir and tahmeed and tasbih. And to be more accurate, when we talk about takbir specifically, so here what the scholars or the schools of jurisprudence say. So everyone but the Malikiyya say, starting from the fajr of the day of Arafah, you perform takbir muqayyad. Takbir mutlaq, meaning you just do takbir as you go along. It's something open for all the 10 days of the hijjah and the 4 days afterwards. So that's open. But takbir muqayyad, meaning takbir that happens after prayers, meaning Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Lillahi alhamd, the one that we all chant together. That starts from the fajr of the day of Arafah for the majority of the schools, aside from the Malikiyah, who say it starts the dhuhr of Yawm al-Nahr, which is a day or so afterwards. But even within the Maliki madhab, there's an opinion that pushes it backwards. So starting tomorrow, starting this fajr that's coming, once we pray fajr, perform the takbirat after salat al-fard, and then dhuhr, and then asr. Some parts of Shafi'iyya and parts of the Hanafi madhab actually say you should do it after all types of prayers, even if you're praying sunnah. The Hanafis call it wajib. They actually say it's not a sunnah. They say it's a wajib. It's something, and the Hanafis have a specific kind of breakdown of between a fard and a sunnah. They have something called a wajib, which is, you know, their breakdown, but it just indicates it's actually a little bit more important for them. You should do it, that if you don't do it, and you speak after salah, and you don't start doing it, fi ithm. You know, actually, there's an amount of sin that you carry, which is just, again, even if you don't follow that opinion, it just tells you that this is something very important for the scholars, and they see it as something worthy. And it keeps on going until the final asr of Ayyam al-Tashriq. So you do this Arafah, Nahr, and the 3 days afterwards, ending the asr of that final day. And we'll continue to do that, inshallah, in this masjid, as explained. So we'll pray the sunnah, inshallah, and then we'll have a few rak'at qiyam. If you are interested to stay, you're welcome to do so. يروي الإمام الترمذي في جامعه بسند حسن عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم خير ما قلت أنا والنبيون من قبلي عفوا خير الدعاء دعاء يوم عرفة وخير ما قلت أنا والنبيون من قبلي لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم سمعك الله بحمدك شهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك